Practicing the morality of individual liberation is also helpful in increasing mindfulness and introspection. If a monastic is about to commit certain acts, even in a dream, he or she realizes, I'm a monk, I'm a nun, I should not act in this way. Mindfulness comes from a highly developed awareness of your physical and verbal actions, which carries over into dream time. If you pay close attention to your conduct when eating, coming and going, sitting and standing, and so forth, then a strong condition of mindfulness will take hold. The practice of the morality of individual liberation also fosters tolerance and patience. Buddha said that patience is the highest form of asceticism, and through it one can reach nirvana. For monks and nuns, there are four qualities of patience and tolerance to maintain. If someone pushes you around, you should be tolerant, patient. If someone shows you anger, you should not respond with anger. If someone hits you, you should not strike back. If someone embarrasses and insults you, you should not answer back. These practices increase patience. A person who has left the householder's life but hurts someone else is not engaged in proper activity. There are even stories of monks in Tibet who have gone to war. They threw themselves into battle despite Buddha's repeated teaching that to harm anyone else is certainly not virtuous for a monk or nun. Spiritual practice is not about externals, food, clothes, or the like. Spiritual practice takes place in our hearts, in our minds. True change is within. Leave the outside as it is. If your behavior truly reflects an improved mind and heart, that is fine. However, if you are just making a show of your spiritual accomplishments in order to get money, for example, that is hypocrisy. Practicing Buddhism means transforming your attitude. Monastic practices can be incorporated into a layperson's life through a strong, conscious wish to refrain from harming others physically or verbally. This requires patience that will withstand physical and verbal attack. A gradual approach is far better than trying to jump too high too soon. Otherwise, there is great risk and danger. For the time being, contribute to society and practice the teachings. Once you reach a certain degree of experience, you can practice with greater force if you become a monastic. These practices fit together step by step. Usually, my advice for beginners is to be patient. Have fewer expectations of yourself. It is most important to be an honest citizen, a good member of the human community. Whether or not you understand profound ideas, it is important to be a good person wherever you are right now. You should not neglect a greater purpose for the sake of a smaller one. Consider both the present and the long term, in the same way that temporary economic gains should be considered in relation to long-term environmental needs.